know, well, I'm a ticket pride. A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Jay. I am the host right here of the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. And we have one more weekend in beautiful Colorado, one more sunny day. And I'm here to celebrate with you summer with the drum roll, Matt. My show is titled, And a Stroll Through the Smoky Mountains. I think that's the fastest intro that I had. Matt barely got the drum roll in there, but last week I got so much response from you, the radio listener, about my Independence Day, the lives of the signers, and I got so much positive feedback on that. It's very rarely that I'll do two off-topic shows in a row, and I say off-topic because primarily if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I'm Jay, and I'm your friend, but I'm a licensed loan originator. I'm a real estate investor. I am very closely tied to Ramsey Solutions with Dave Ramsey's 7 Baby Steps, and I teach and talk and give podcast and radio commentary on that every single week, with the exception of 4 to 5 weeks a year when I go off topic for Independence Day. And this week, I'm going to go off topic and then bring it back to Central on a stroll through the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Dollywood. I'm wearing the T-shirt here in the studio. Matt, my producer, said he went into Dollywood in the 90s, kicking and screaming, and when he was coming out, he didn't want to leave. So we're going to have a great radio show today. I want you to know that you can always contact me personally. My direct phone number, my mobile number is 719-330-1457. I would encourage you today to give me a call for your next purchase or refinance loan. In this day and age of COVID-19 and our new normal, we call it, you have to have somebody that is educated and polite and informed when you walk through any process, but especially with real estate and mortgage. These industries, just like the hospitality, just like air transportation, are dramatically affected. The rates are historically low, but the programs have been diminished by half. So half of the programs, half of the options are out there, and a good chunk of the professionals are incentivized to just get you through a loan so they can get their commission, and they matter not what your scenario is. So that's what I'm here for. You can call me at 330-1457, or you can visit my website at churchillcolorado.com. While you're there, you can take the time to pull down the classes and events tab and sign up for my investment property class in a couple weeks on Monday, the 20th of July. But for a good part of the show, at least the first two segments, we're going to talk about a stroll through the Smoky Mountains. And with that being said, I had never been to the Smoky Mountains, which is just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, on the east side of the state, very close in neighboring Kentucky to the north, and I believe that's Alabama and Georgia to the south. And it was one of the most beautiful 5 days I've ever had. It's almost like a jungle, like Honduras or Georgia. I was in Columbus, Georgia when I was at Fort Benning doing jump school. I spent a lot of time in Fort Rucker, Alabama, in that part of the woods. But this is especially almost like a rainforest in the Smoky Mountains. And while we were there with my family, my children and my wife, we didn't bring our dogs this time, but spending time in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, spending time in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and we eventually meandered back to Nashville, which I'll tell you later that I got a another chance to see the Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace Campus now. I saw it last October, and we've already got a second building under construction. Of course, I had a chance to visit Churchill, our new headquarters, which is also in the Franklin and Brentwood, Tennessee area. Churchill has now moved to a building that they were in, that we were in, our headquarters for over 25 years. We are now located in the previous location of Dave Ramsey Financial Peace Plaza, where you hear and see everybody do the debt-free screams. I actually saw and witnessed a live debt-free scream when I was in Ramsey Solutions building the Thursday before 4th of July. But what I want to share with you is the story of Tennessee. See, a radio and real estate review of what I honestly believe, along with Colorado, was one of the top 8 states in the entire union. And I'm going to also talk about the differing economic approach with Tennessee. Colorado has a very, very liberal and progressive governor, and Tennessee has a very conservative and business-minded governor. Both places are popular, but for different reasons. Colorado has been very, very popular as a vacation destination and touristic destination that leads to a lot of revenue, and a government or a governor can take that for granted. Also, Colorado has been huge in the energy sector, primarily in the Weld County and north of Denver and in the western slope by Grand Junction, where Tennessee is almost exclusively a manufacturing state. They also have a vacation and tourist destination in Nashville, but not a broad stroke like Colorado. And I'm going to talk about the differing economic approaches with Tennessee. Remember, this is a stroll through the Smoky Mountains. I guess you can put the Rocky Mountains next to the Smoky Mountains. My wife said while we were there, I absolutely love and adore the Rocky Mountains. She was born and raised here. She says, but after leaving Tennessee, I feel our mountains are naked of trees. When I moved from Wisconsin, I said, these are cool forests. You can actually look and drive your ATV right through them. You cannot do that in Tennessee. My wife was holding up a maple leaf that was twice the size of her palm. We had rainstorms every night in the Smoky Mountains that were like that of a jungle. But in the last part of my show, we're going to talk about comparing hot markets to hot markets. And some of the big takeaways are this. The bottom line up front is that the real estate principles that I've taught you, the listener, the podcast listener, the radio listener, over the last 8 years, work equally in every community and every state that you apply them in. But I'm telling you, all states are definitely not created equal. I'm going to talk about all of the fun stuff of the parks, but I'm also going to talk about the real stuff. Hey, what's the mill levy? What is the property tax in Tennessee? And while we were there, we also saw the Titanic Museum. I can't have a radio show if I don't put a little bit of conspiracy in that. And maybe you and I will talk about the connection of the Tennessee Museum, the Titanic, and how it's connected to the Federal Reserve and Jekyll Island. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I will be back right after these messages.
Sweet country road, take me home to the place I belong.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. This hour, you and I together are taking a stroll through the Smoky Mountains, and you're going to have to sit back and marvel and see how I can intertwine a vacation to Tennessee and the principles of real estate purchase, the principles of budgeting, the principles of economy, all the way down to the detail of Dave Ramsey and his 7 baby steps and Churchill Mortgage and how we apply. See, because I had 8 incredible days in Tennessee, half of which was on the eastern side of the state by Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains. Now, we're going to visit Tennessee this hour, but I am available for you all the time at my cell phone number, 719-330-1457, and I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'm a licensed loan originator. I have an entire team of Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. I'm very deeply tied into the Churchill leadership and network. We have now been a family member with Churchill, Dave Ramsey's exclusive lender, for 5 years. I've been in mortgage since 1998, just under 22 years. But I had Garvin's Mortgage Group for 11 years prior to partnering with Churchill. And when I went down to Tennessee, I'm going to talk this next segment about the Smoky Mountains. But I finished my tour in Nashville, Brentwood, and in Franklin, Tennessee, right where Ramsey Solutions is located. Met with Dave very briefly there himself and took a tour of his building. I would recommend anybody and everybody build a vacation around visiting Ramsey Solutions and Financial Peace Campus. But also I spent time with Churchill in the headquarters and the tremendous team that we have in our leadership in Churchill. But we touched down in Nashville, direct flight from Denver on Frontier. And if you haven't been out and around, you know, you have your masks on. The airports were absolutely empty. The airplane was only about 2/3 full. You know, they've eliminated more than 80% of all the flights, so they still got an efficiency to whatever level you might imagine. But the reason we went to Tennessee is because Tennessee is open. I tried to go to Italy in the spring, and of course you can see where that ended. For my wife's 50th birthday, we were going to take the whole family for 8 days. That didn't happen. We decided against that when things started to close down early, and then we said, you know what, let's just take a little spring break jaunt to San Antonio. And we knew it was serious when even the Alamo closed. But as things open up, there have been conservative states like South Dakota that are opening and other bonehead states like California that are becoming more and more closed. Portions of New York, more and more closed. Portions of Illinois, just shut down. Portions of Michigan, at gridlocked, stopped. But Tennessee was open for business. Elitch's and the water parks in Denver are closed for the season, and that immediately affects the local economy. We took our $3,000, and we went down to Gatlinburg, and we stayed in a cottage in the Smoky Mountains, no masks. We went downtown Gatlinburg, just like you would go downtown Manitou or downtown Woodland Park or even downtown Colorado Springs. There was absolutely no masks there. People were distancing, and no one was dying on the streets. But this is what's going to happen, what I call the 9/11 effect. Not only are people going to choose to vacation in the heartland of our country, Tennessee, Kansas, I pray to God Colorado's one of them, but we need to stand up and have a backbone. Because in Tennessee, they realize, as published by the CDC and the Health Department in May, that the fatality rate for COVID-19 is 0.26%. That means out of every 100 Americans that gain infection to this virus, 0.26% of them die. So for every 400 people, one person perishes. Yeah, one is too much, but if we cared that much about death, we would just close down the speed limit on I-25 from 75 to 25, and we wouldn't have as many traffic deaths as we now have. If masks are that important, I was telling people in Tennessee, then we need to now start wearing masks every single November through May for the flu and influenza season, because the fatality rate is virtually the same. And we should never stop wearing masks ever if we can curb the fatality rate of the flu. And we should never take the training wheels off of our cars. We should keep the training wheels on. And that sounds facetious, but it's not, because we went to Tennessee and Tennessee was open. No one was wearing masks in the restaurants, and nobody was dying. We did wear a mask in Dollywood, and I'm wearing my proud Dollywood shirt. Let me walk you through this. We walked into Dollywood, and it was an amazing park. I've been to over a half a dozen parks from Orlando Studios to Disney World to Disneyland to Eliges to Punch Central. And when I went into Dollywood, it's an amazing attraction, but it has a tremendous godly and conservative theme, which is absolutely amazing. And there was over 8 roller coaster rides. We went on over 24 rides. And, of course, I went down there, which I encourage you to vacation right now because things are empty. I'll never be able to go to Dollywood like that again. And where the COVID-19 is meant for destruction, it's been turned to the glory of the kingdom because every family that was in there, we had no lines, we had no crowds, and we had the best roller coasters, the best food. It's right in the Smoky Mountains, which is gorgeous. The roller coasters go through the bluffs with trees on them, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, Dollywood and their marketing department didn't give me any money at all to promote. This is just good, solid fun. This was the best family vacation we ever had. And a lot of that is because I don't do too well in crowds. I don't go to Walmart on a Saturday morning. That's when the sheep will go. I try not. Hey, when everybody's buying gas on 4th of July to drive somewhere and it's at its most expensive point, I'm going to get on an airplane where the airports are empty. They were empty. We walked through the Nashville airport on the 4th of July. It was at like 3% capacity. There was no masks. You know, we didn't have to carry our COVID-19 respirators. Now, we went onto the airplane, and yes, there were masks. And my wife even said, hey, you know, I might wear a mask in the future because it seems every time I go on an airplane, when she goes to different locations for my daughter's dance competitions, she comes back with some crud, which makes sense. But I want to tell you that a lot of states, well, right in Colorado, a lot of counties are open. You go up to Park County and Teller County and Woodland Park, they're open. Colorado Springs, I give it about a C+ for being open. Now, right now, I give my church, First Presbyterian, a D- for being open because the Catholic St. Mary's are open, the Calvary churches are open, the Woodman Valleys are open, and the New Life's are open. I want churches to be open. But I would give Denver a D. I mean, they're really stomping on that economy, and it's going to come back to the city's budgets and all of that. But I would give Nashville a B, and I would give the rest of the state, their more rural counties, an A. I mean, please understand that I went to Tennessee because I could enjoy time with my family. It's an area that I love. But with the actual parks, we were in a county that was totally open. And understand there's over 3,140 counties in the United States. A majority of all the COVID is in less than 1% of the counties. Less than 130 counties out of, well, less than 300 counties out of 3,143. 300 counties sounds like a lot, but there's 2,700 counties in this country, 90% of it, that are not infected at all. And I'm telling you, if you go to Dollywood, you've got to go to Splash Park, which is a sister park. That was even less full than Dollywood. And in the Splash Park, there was no masks. You can't go down a water ride with a mask, just like you can't eat food with a mask. You got to take that mask off to have yourself a hot dog and hamburger on 4th of July. But more than that, I want to give you a visual picture. If you picture standing in downtown Gatlinburg, which is really Manitou on steroids, take Manitou and just make Main Street 3 times as long, that's what you've got. Now, with Pigeon Forge, it's like combining Old Colorado City and Las Vegas. I mean, the things we saw, you go to Tennessee just like we have the mountain coasters that go down up by Golden that you sit in the carts and you twirl down the mountains and some of the ski parks have them. There was mountain coasters everywhere. We went to the most amazing Titanic Museum with original artifacts with an entire replicated grand staircase that you visualize so deeply in the movie Titanic. There was stories about all individuals on the ship. And I don't go anywhere because I'm going to talk. There's a book called, I believe it's The Monster of Jekyll Island. It really is all about the formation of the Federal Reserve. When? In the 1920s. And there's a conspiracy theory that there were members that were deeply opposed to the formation of the United States Federal Reserve on the Titanic, and that it was sunk, you know, to get rid of these three individuals. Now, this is far-fetched, but it's going to be fun, so don't go anywhere. And I'm also going to talk and spend time with housekeeping, because we've got a lot of great real estate activity that's going on. But the biggest takeaways that I want you to get from this show is, number one, you have to have, and please take the time to have fun and build memories with your family this summer. That's what I did with the stroll through the Smoky Mountains. But also remember, the real estate principles I'm going to talk about work in every single state, and every single state is not created equal. That's a fact. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be back after these important messages.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am talking today about a stroll through Tennessee, and I was just talking to Matt, my producer, about Dollywood, how they have the fastest wooden roller coaster in the world, and this roller coaster went 73 miles an hour, and instead of clicking up that first ramp, you know, click, 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 it did a hydraulic jettison of us at Dollywood at 40 miles an hour up. To start, we did that roller coaster at least five times, at least five to six times. They have all your traditional swing arms. They have all of your traditional roller coasters that the floor disappears underneath you and you're suspended from the top. They have tremendous musical theater tents. They have amazing tours and musicals and the children area, but we have older children. And all of it is gorgeously set right in the Smoky Mountains. But what I want to transition to is the real estate, of course, that we saw around us. We stayed in a beautiful 1,000-square-foot cabin, real log cabin, built probably in 2005. 1,000 square feet, a master bedroom, beautiful loft with a full pool table and another queen-size bed. It had a porch with a separate bed on it, and then it had a covered porch that had a hot tub and a community swimming pool at the top of the mountain. But these houses aren't $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 like Colorado. We can buy that cabin tomorrow, which we're considering it now, and I'll tell you why, is because in our stroll through Smoky Mountains, we found that the real estate is half the price of Colorado Springs. And even therefore, Woodland Park and Lake George, it's supply and demand. And one of the most amazing things I found, if you tuned into my All States and Counties Are Not Created Equal, is the fact that Tennessee is also where Colorado is tied for number 8 at a mill levy or property tax rate at 0.62%. So for every $100,000 in value you have on your existing home, you only pay $620 in tax. Well, Tennessee, for every $100,000, they only have 0.75%. which is only $750 a year in tax. But their houses are cheaper. And then this is the last thing that'll blow you away, because it applies in no other state in the entire union. Tennessee is one of the 8 states that has no annual state income tax. See, if you look at Florida, they don't have income tax, but their mill levy is 1.1%. This is really crazy. If you look at Texas doesn't have any state tax. They're 1.93, almost 2%. That's more than three times the tax of Colorado and more than double of Tennessee. Now you have some real stupid states. One that I grew up in Wisconsin, they got an income tax higher than Colorado and a 1.97%, 2% real estate tax. My brother, who has the exact same house as me, where I pay $3,000 for a $700,000 house, he pays $9,000. Because not only is their property tax higher, but they're more aggressive in the city to get a taxable valuation higher. But going back to Tennessee, and any state for that matter, Colorado has a state income tax, but we have one of the top five educational systems. Wisconsin has one of the top five educational systems. The reason that people don't go to Texas and Florida for education is because they have no state income tax, but they have a property tax, and where they fall short is the quality of education. So where does it fall short? Tennessee isn't one of the best places in the country for public education in K-12. Many of my friends there keep their children in a private school because that's where you have to go for an education if you want the best of the best. Now, Colorado, even better than that, we have charter schools where you can go down to a James Irwin or a TCA or a Vanguard and get the best education in the entire country, and there is no private tuition fees. But going back to Tennessee in a stroll through the Smoky Mountains is that it's one of the areas, for two reasons, that my wife and I are really seriously over the next 3 years considering to purchase. And most likely we'll purchase land first on a body of water as an investment and build a cabin later. And the reason is this. Number one, we like the state. Dave Ramsey is there. I am organically tied to Dave Ramsey. Churchill Mortgage is there. I am personally and specifically tied to that, one of the owners of Churchill. It's a state that we love with the actual climate. It gets really hot in the winter. Trees are still deciduous, but the Smoky Mountains were gorgeous. But next, we definitely want to go there because property taxes are affordable. We absolutely want to go there because I don't want to give the state of Colorado 4.63% of my income every year because of the last item. I do not agree economically and politically with my governor and our government in the state of Colorado anymore. When I came here in 1996, we had a conservative business governor, Governor Owens. We had a business-minded state house that Keith King was my representative as a business representative, and the Senate. So the Congress in the state and the Senate in the state were all business-minded and all Republican. That's when Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell was actually a Democrat and an indigenous person and switched to the Republican Party because the left was so far out there. Now, fast forward 24 years, we have one of the most liberal, progressive governors in the country, and that will have a substantial effect on the energy sector and other business sectors in the Denver and the greater Colorado area. But we have a totally liberal government all throughout the city council in Denver, but have a very liberal state senate and a very liberal House of Representatives. That's where our governor came out of, you know, his coveted post in Boulder. And Tennessee is just the opposite. Very conservative, business-minded state that Toyota's building factories there, domestic vehicles building factories there, industries moving there, manufacturing going on there. And we have manufacturers, Magpole, which is one of the largest magazine weapon manufacturers that just got sick and tired of Denver and said, we're going to go 60 miles north to Wyoming. And we will see a 9/11 effect where you're going to have a separation between the business and the conservative and Republican states and liberal ones. I love Colorado to its core. I love the fact that I'm invested in real estate here. But I'll tell you, in 20 years, it's going to look more like California, not less. And if I wanted to live in California, I'd move there. But instead, California's moving here. Tennessee may just become my vacation home. And I'm not unique. You have a favorite place where you grew up or you're connected to. You can do the same.
Housekeeping.
Now, there's that knock.
Housekeeping.
The knock on the door for housekeeping, my friends. I will pick up in real estate and in business with a stroll through the Smoky Mountains right after it. But real quickly, I want to cover housekeeping. I'm very, very excited. One of the fresh local articles that I have here with the Gazette is the fact that we have our real estate numbers that are just coming out for the month of June, and they're absolutely spectacular, my friends. Even in the midst of COVID, it is unbelievable how insulated Colorado Springs is. from that. I'll tell you, our median home price, I go right to the meat. The median home price now jumped right back up to $360,000, which is a 9% increase from this same month last year, and last year was a record year. This is when we're supposed to be closed down. Now, the number of homes available at 1,479 was down 30% from last year, but at the same month, this June, our sales were still up. So you see what's happening. Our inventory pool is shrinking, but the number of sales is physically going up. So there's less houses, and a far greater percent of those are selling. And here's a newsflash, my friends. If you don't think it's going to happen, there are going to be zip codes and neighborhoods and regions in Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor, Briargate, Manitou, Ivy Wild, Rock Rimmon. Notice these are all in the West, that are going to double again in value between 2020 and 2031. Double. So if you have a $360,000 house, that house is going to be $720,000 by 2031. You mark my words. We have 87 million millennials that are coming to the market. This is 45 million more Gen Xers that are here right now. There's 45 million Gen Xers. There's 87 million millennials. And you're saying, well, people won't afford to do that. No. Only the people that can afford will do it. And because our property taxes are disproportionately low, because our state income tax is palatable, and our climate to live in is absolutely amazing, these numbers of the monthly real estate economic update are going to continue to strive. Now, one more thing for housekeeping I want to tell you, because I'm only doing it two more times this year, is my investment property class, following a roadmap and putting together your plan, is happening on the 20th, Monday, the 20th of July at 6:30 p.m. Now, you can sign up by going to ChurchillColorado.com. I'm conducting a survey right now here on the 11th. This is less than 9 days away, on whether you want to have a remote video access to it or whether you can meet me personally in our business location down on Cascade. But you go to ChurchillColorado.com to do that. And that wraps it up for my 2 points in housekeeping. And jumping back to finish the segment in the Stroll Through the Smoky Mountains is this. I was talking about the conservative government versus liberal, and the differing economic approach with Tennessee is also attractive. And there's a business approach with Colorado that's attractive as well, but it is pulled away from us by the current governor. I thank God every day that we've got COVID. We're one of the few blue states that's opening at a palatable rate. But could you imagine living in Minnesota or Michigan or California right now? They are totally shut down, and that infringes on our First Amendment rights. Stick around. I'm going to finish my story on a stroll through the Smoky Mountains after these important messages.
Like a wild wind, but I can tell you that it's bound to be, because I could feel it, child, yeah. On a country road.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
For sticking with me, I am Jay. This is the final hour podcast radio segment of my show titled A Stroll Through the Smoky Mountains. Specifically, I get down to the amazing real estate opportunity in Tennessee. I talk once again at the bottom line of how affordable the property taxes are, how it is a state with no state income tax at all. But I did that by threading a needle and a beautiful string through an entire stroll of the Smoky Mountains, spending time in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, spending time in Pigeon Forge, spending time at Dollywood and Splash Park, and then going back to Nashville. and going back to Franklin, Tennessee, where Churchill's headquarters that I work for, I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill, brought my entire family there, but also we have a headquarters now that used to be Financial Peace Plaza, where everybody did their debt-free screens with the Dave Ramsey Solutions team. But Dave has now built a Financial Peace campus, which is more important than ever because he had a huge leadership summit that was supposed to happen in Orlando, and they basically shut it down to where instead of 1,500 people in a conference room, you can have 50. Just ridiculous. And he has built one building, a $50-plus million building, has got the second one under construction, and then he's building a conference center. Boy, I bet you that pace of that conference center is going to move faster because no one's going to tell him that his people can't gather. I mean, they're still telling us that we can't gather when we have a COVID-19 pandemic, as posted by our own CDC, Center for Disease and Controls, that says, oh, by the way, no one's talking about death rates, only infection rates, which is silly because the majority of people, when they go on the chart of infection, but there's only a 0.26% fatality rate. Folks, that's lower than influenza A or B and the flu. And Tennessee is a state that's open for business. South Dakota is a state that's open for business. Georgia is a state that's open for business. And as you go more rural in Colorado, we're open. But you also have to think about that in the long run, is to where you invest, where you choose to live, and this is absolutely in the middle of a dynamic shift in the United States. And as I told you, I would spend some time talking to you this segment about Nashville and visiting Ramsey Solutions. I visited the Churchill Mortgage headquarters. I am a licensed loan originator, and I would love to walk you through your next purchase or refinance transaction. I will, for a fact, help you build wealth. Now, if you want to just go through a mortgage like a cell phone contract with your head in the sand like an ostrich, use whoever you want. But if you're naive enough to miss the fact that your house is the largest investment tool that you have in your life, unless you own and operate a dynamic growing business, you have two ways, maybe three ways to build wealth. Number one, you just work much harder and you put money in a shoebox. Number two, you put money in the stock market. Or three, you put it in real estate, period. And I can help you do that. My team can help you do that. It's kind of like the difference between going to TurboTax, which is all these big call centers like Quicken and all of those, LendingTree, all of those, as opposed to an actual consulting firm like a private CPA. But when I visited Ramsey Solutions in Churchill, I was awestruck when I sat there and listened in Tennessee to a single mom with a 10-year-old daughter walk through and articulate her journey through 100% debt elimination and her debt-free screen. It was exceptionally moving for my family to see my son taking a picture and posing with Dave Ramsey at 16. I know his life will be different. This woman who received the ovation that talked with Dave on the radio with her debt-free screen made the most important Christmas ornament in her life. I believe she said it was 2018 that she decided to cut up her credit card. She cut them up in multiple pieces, took a separating ball, transparent, opened it up, put the credit cards in there, wrote 2018, put a ribbon on it, and now it's an ornament on her tree, changing the trajectory of her family's future. I'm 100% debt-free with the exception of my mortgages. I have $1.2 million left in the 8 properties that I own. In the next 2.5 years, it will be complete. And you can do the same. Freed from the shackles of all of your mortgages, which is nothing as it is defined as a death grip. A gauge and morta, mortgage, which is a death grip on your finances. And this is coming from a licensed lender. I'm the only licensed lender that you're going to meet in your life that will tell you the last legal scam in the United States is a 30-year mortgage. I sell mortgages, and 5 out of 6 of my mortgages are 15-year mortgages. And the only reason my last one is a 30 is because it's a buffer plan where we pay more towards the principal on our primary residence, but we have a fallback strategy if, I don't know, we experience some hypothetical virus that changes the way we live. You know, come on, man. It's pretty simple. I have the ability to talk to you about beautiful houses in Tennessee or beautiful houses in Lake George or beautiful houses in Corpus Christi or in Fort Myers, Florida, because Dave Ramsey introduced me to the baby steps. Jay, get $1,000 in emergency reserve. Jay, eliminate all of your unsecured debt in a debt snowball method. Jay, get 3 to 6 months in reserves for your budget every month. That means you get $5,000 of bills every month. You want $15,000 to $30,000 in reserves. Then you start to save regularly 10 or 15% of your gross income. Then you save for college, step five. Then you go ahead and pay your mortgage off early. And then you build wealth and give away generously. You can all do that. You can do it in Colorado. You can do it in Colorado Springs. You can do it in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And my biggest takeaway for this whole show is that these real estate and financial principles that I have taught you and continue to share with you work in every single state and every single community. That you want to take time to spend time with your family. People tell me your years go fast like this with your kids. That's not true. You just need to have the money and the resources to take 4 vacations a year rather than one, and it will not go as fast. It hasn't went fast for us, and the same can apply to you. Call me at 330-1457 to start your next purchase or mortgage finance, and as I state at the end of every single show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose, pray to God that he would deliver it to you, because that's what I've received in you, the radio listeners. Someone that I would answer the phone and help for free. So you have to call 330-1457. And the days are numbered that I will have private, complimentary classes teaching you these principles. They're eventually going to be boxed up for $95 or $250, but you right now can stop and go to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class, Real Investment for Real People, Building a Team and a Roadmap, on Monday, the 20th of July at 6:30 p.m. churchillcolorado.com. Go there and sign up and have a fantastic summer weekend in July. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show. A dollar or two. When you go around the bend, and when you come back again, there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
He's sawed off and short. He measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant. When you do this,